Hey, this is The Lowdown with Lindsay Lohan. This is my chance to share with you all some amazing people, places, and things that are inspiring to me. I hope that each episode will challenge you, inspire you, and give me the chance to share more of my life with all of you.
This week on The Lowdown, I chat with model, actress, and singer, Alianna Lohan. We discuss growing up as sisters, her experience working in various sectors of the entertainment industry, and we reminisce on getting to work together on Falling for Christmas. Welcome to The Lowdown. Hello, Alianna. Welcome to The Lowdown.
I'm so excited to be here with you.
It's so exciting to have you here. We've been trying to get this done for so long.
I'm so happy.
And I'm excited for people to get to know you.
Oh, I'm excited as well. So
I wanted to just start by asking, just because I'm I know people are definitely interested. What made you want to pursue music and modeling, which I know are two of your passions, amongst the many other ones?
I would say from our mom, being a dancer, growing up dancing and always being around her, and our grandparents always being in the house with Pop-Up Sullivan and his wife, Anna, and her just humming and Pop-Up playing the organ. So.
And modeling, you think, because it comes so naturally to you. And I know that you spent time, you know, you went to Seoul and you were modeling there for a while. And so it's still in you to want to model. Like, what is it about modeling and fashion that you connect with so much?
Alexander McQueen said nature is the best designer. And I truly relate and feel that. And I feel I always have. And I just love everything about it. And being around it with you has been incredible. And meeting the most amazing designers, you know, since we've been young, and them putting me in with you in Children's Place when I was little, and then voting me and all of that, it just like kind of, you know, kept going and going and going.
How do you think growing up so close to the entertainment industry influenced you as an artist and still today does?
It's been
because it's good. You grow up so fast, right?
I feel that I learned so quickly. As soon as you did The Parent Trap, I felt that, you know, that was our life. That was the life that I was going to be involved in. So I just went with it and went with the flow. And I loved singing since I was so young. And I just started so young when you were already there. And, you know, then Nancy Myers, I would watch on her lap as she directed. And it was just always part of our life. So we've been fortunate that we've been surrounded by such incredible people in the entertainment industry.
I remember even when we were doing some of the scenes in The Parent Trap, when you were walking past me in the airport, mom was holding you and Cody, and Nancy was like, don't look at your sister, and still in the shot to this day, your little face is like
I know. I was like, I just wanted to be with you.
who would you say, what art, like artists, do you think really inspired you and your style in terms of music? Like who do you think was the first person that you were like, oh, I love this artist. This inspires me to want to do music similar to this or something like that?
I would say Nina Simone. We have the same octave. So I always related to her soul.
Yeah. You have such a powerful voice, and I'm so excited for people to hear your song and Falling for Christmas, which is really exciting.
I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Well, your songs, you did more than one in the movie too.
Yes. I'm so excited for the other one as well. That's really cool. And also, Lindsay, I mean, your voice is incredible. So I grew up around news when I was younger. So, I mean, like recording in the Hamptons and like always recording. So I learned from
you. Yeah, I remember that. but you know, your voice is so inspiring, Alianna, in such a different way. And it's so soulful and so deep, and your words really, you know, they're peaceful, but they're deep in a way that it's so self-expressive in such a beautiful way, which, you know, is a hard, not an easy thing to do as an artist. And so I want people to hear more of that from you.
Thank you. growing up with our grandfather being a philosopher, I learned all different religions, and that really opened my mind. So I was able to connect with my inner being so that I would be able to heal others through my gift from God. And that's really all, that's all I do it for.
Yeah. You sing from your heart and soul. Do you think the music industry has evolved so much over the last few decades. What do you think, what excites you the most about the industry and the landscape of it now?
I'm excited that now when the film is coming out, you know, I'm doing it with my family, and I've been seeing a lot of families work together. And I think that's really inspiring to me. Other talented artists working with their family, who are their peers, which is incredible.
Who do you hope to inspire?
I hope to
inspire with people who listen to your work.
The people I hope to inspire who listen to my work are the younger generations, because I think there's so much going on in the world always, and there's nothing new under the sun. And I think they need, you know, I like to open the door and be able to help them and just really just share my voice with them. So the younger generation, that's really important to me. All generations.
Yeah, I like that. That's beautiful, because they're our future.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
Do you have any projects that you're working on at the moment that you can share with listeners? Like, are you recording currently some new songs? Because you just sometimes tell me, like, I just see you're in the studio, and then I'm like, wait, what are you doing? I want to hear it. So I'm sure other people want to know what's coming next for you.
I think the big what's happening is Without You. That's the big move that I'm most excited about, the big opening to share with everyone. I've been writing. Of course, I'm always writing. I'm signed to Burnett Music Publishing Group, so I've been writing with them for a bit. I'm looking for a record label to be signed to now, so I'm searching. I want it to feel like family. I want everyone to, you know, really hear me and listen to me, and me listen to them, of course, always. I always show up on time. I'm always very, you know, on it and ready to go. And I really just want to go on tour and start that. I really love Quality Control music. I have a song on Temptation Island called You're Not Gonna Tempt Me. And that's four seasons running, which is,
I know, which is awesome. So cool. I always remember when I sent you a video, I was like, I'm pretty sure this is you.
And then we watched it together. I'm like, this is so cool. This is the coolest.
I know. Whenever I miss you, I put the show on and I hear your voice.
Yeah, that and I don't know. I've been working since, you know, mostly Ghostly with Disney Channel. I did that when I was younger, and modeling and Teen Vogue, and just working since I was really young. So it's just, I feel like it's nonstop. But this is the most special, important song to me, that the song that will be in your film.
Well, it's definitely, it's really a beautiful moment when it's in the movie.
I'm excited.
And I can't wait for people, and especially you, to even see it, because it's a beautiful scene. And it really is powerful. So for people that don't know, you're in the movie too. You're acting in Falling for Christmas, and you're great. And it was so much fun to be able to work together on set. Do you want to do more of that? Did you feel like you wanted to do more acting?
Yes, definitely.
Is that something?
Okay, cool.
Because we didn't really talk about it much, but you're really good. And I feel like you should definitely do more of it.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when I did the Disney Channel film, that was my first film that I did on my own. And I felt like, you know, when that happened, I took a step back, and then I was like, okay, maybe I'll do a little more singing, and then I'll do a little more this and a little more this. But I really love doing everything. I love acting, singing, and modeling.
Yeah, it's like triple threat.
Yeah, Mom said we're triple threat.
Dance and act. Dance and act, yeah.
There's nothing to fear about that, so.
No, it's beautiful. I mean, if you can share all of your truths and stories and life experiences through music and dance and through bringing them to life through a character, I think it's a great thing to be able to do. And everybody can relate to everyone has something to bring where you can give, you can share those experiences with people in different ways through art.
And I'm 100% agree with you.
What are some of your favorite modeling journeys that you've had?
I loved going to South Korea when I was 17. And it was so, it's so beautiful there. And the countryside is gorgeous in Seoul. And it's just such a place. I feel like so many people should go and experience it. It was incredible. It was really incredible.
Would you want to go and travel more for modeling and spend time like you did there? Because for people that don't know, remember how I was like acting like I was your mom. I was like, you have to call me every day when you're there. Yeah. I need to know what you're doing, yeah, how you're doing, and where you're going.
It cost me so much money. I can't stay on the phone too long.
So we were just talking about doing a movie together. And I wanted to ask you, what's one of your favorite movies? Or what are your top five?
I love The Holiday. Parent Trap. Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
No, stop.
What else? Prairie Young Companion.
Oh my gosh. No, like, what's your favorite other Disney movie?
Oh, I love Moana.
What's your favorite cartoon?
I love Moana movie, so film. Much. I love Moana the most. I love just what film. I just watched the little baby documentary. It was incredible. It was amazing. It reminded me of our grandfather Sullivan and bringing, working with Julius Erving and bringing races together. That was really incredible. I love the show I'm currently, I just finished was Blackbird. I loved Blackbird.
Hey, we're going to take a quick little break and we'll be right back.
So we're going to play a game called This or That, and it's quick questions, and you have to pick one of each. California or New York?
New York.
Electronic pop or country?
Rhythm or blues?
Did you just make your own?
I'm laughing over your little sister.
Okay, live concert or listening party?
Live concert.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
In studio or live performance?
Live performance.
That's a hard one, though.
Because, I mean, you have to be in the studio to have the live performance.
Right.
So.
Summer or winter?
Winter.
Italians or Irish?
Both.
Both. Yeah, I mean, we're both Italian and Irish, so. night out or night in?
Night in.
Yeah, I feel that way too. Hotel or B&B?
Hotel.
Ooh, this one's a tough one. Singing or modeling?
Okay.
I can think of some other ones. Like, what's your favorite food?
Ooh, chicken parmesan.
So Italian?
Italian.
But specifically chicken parm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love Italian food, pasta, but I love Chinese food. Like, it's like a comfort food, like sweet and sour chicken with, yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think of some other ones. This or that. A summer, sailboat or motor yacht?
Motor yacht.
Airplane or train?
Oh, I love trains. Like, I love Amtrak when we did that one.
Yeah.
When we were younger. But airplane. So cool. You're in a seat all the way above in the air. You're just relaxing. People are walking around. It's amazing.
Would you rather take, do you prefer to be on long flights or short flights?
I like long flights.
Yeah, me too. I'm not a big fan of like going, I don't ever go on Wi-Fi when I'm on the plane. I just leave my phone off.
I agree. Me too.
It's the time when you can just really decompress and switch off.
Unless I'm listening in my headphones to music or something.
I don't even do that. I just like this, just being on the plane. I just get so excited.
I know. When I look over
everything.
When we're flying together sometimes growing up, I would always be like, oh, Lindsay's chilling. I'm like listening to music.
All right, let's do Low Down and Dirty. What's your all-time favorite song?
All-time favorite song. Feeling Good, Nina Simone rendition.
Who is your dream music collab?
Lindsay Lohan. That's it.
Thanks. You'd be mine too. Who is your favorite musician growing up?
I would say Nina Simone again.
Okay. What has been your favorite place to travel to?
Being Italian, I love Italy. But I loved going to Paris.
Paris? What was the best piece of advice someone gave you about being an artist?
Mom. She said, stay in your lane and trust in God and leave it all up to him because it's in his control. So.
That's pretty. What if you could have a dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Walt Disney.
Oh, why? Because of
the vision that he turned into reality.
Oh, that's a really beautiful why. What shows have you been binging lately?
Blackbird, The Resort.
I haven't seen The Resort.
It's amazing.
Oh, I have to watch that. I don't know that one. Now that Handmaid's Tale is out again, I'm all about it.
Elizabeth Moss.
Did you see Do Revenge yet on Netflix? That's a really cute movie.
Wait, which one?
Do Revenge.
No, I didn't see that. I saw the one with Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg, though.
Oh, that was funny. We saw that, yeah. Me and Cody saw that here.
And that really cute film on Netflix, where she goes to Italy.
Oh, yeah, that was really cute with Kat Graham. That was really cute.
And I feel like a movie that I really love is Catch and Release with Jennifer Garner.
Oh, I love her. I love everything she does. What album do you have on repeat right now?
Donda. I do.
What's a fond memory you have of us growing up?
There's too many.
Oh, girls. I love you.
And they're still going.
I'm trying to think of one that I have. I have a very fond memory of us. When you were little, I used to always want you to wear like dresses and put bows in your hair. And you would always rip out the bows and eat your food and then wipe it on your dress. So you could be dressed more like cool and cash.
I have a very fond memory. I remember going to the beach with you and you were holding my hand. I was so little. And I remember like the water touching like my little feet for the first time. That was my favorite. I love the ocean. I remember like, that inside.
Yeah, there's something very calming and serene about being near the water. Maybe it's also like my astrological sign because I'm Cancer. But I need to be near the water. Who's your favorite? Who would you say is like your favorite designer or go-to designer? For if you had to get dressed up for a nice dinner or an event?
Giorgio Armani.
I'm trying to think. I think mine would still be Chanel. Are there new brands that you like right now?
I like the classics.
That's what timeless.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yes, timeless.
But like what's like your favorite brand of jeans?
Levi.
Yeah, we were talking about that actually recently. I was like, I need to get some new jeans.
Yes.
I haven't gotten new jeans in like years until recently. I got a new pair of jeans.
Yes. One. And these sneakers too. I love these Chanel sneakers.
Oh yeah. I love those.
They're the best.
Where is somewhere you haven't traveled to, but you want to go to?
I want to go to Rome. I've never been to Rome.
You haven't? Why do I feel like?
I haven't been to Rome. I remember when I went to Italy, I was in Napoli.
Oh.
And then I took the ferry.
Yes, I remember.
And then I went to the Port Authority and I was like, I have to go to where the boats are. My sister's there and the phone's dead.
I feel like you're here.
I feel like I'm with you. I really feel.
I know.
I feel our grandfather Sullivan so much, his spirit with you.
Because I'm in Ireland. Yeah. I know. I feel like it's strange to be in Ireland without you and Cody both here.
I know. And Mom.
I know. And Mom too. And Mike.
And Michael. Oh, baby. Isabel.
I know. Nina, everyone. I know we need to take another like family trip here, I feel like.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's really beautiful and everyone's so nice here in Ireland. They're just like so happy and lovely.
I've seen the videos. I've seen the photos that you and Dakota have been sending me and it's gorgeous. And the landscape.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's nice to like, it's so nice. Like when we did Falling for Christmas, like to be able to have the opportunities to work together. Mm-hmm. And work with family, yeah. and share these experiences with each other.
Yeah. Because
you never really know if that's going to happen. But then when it does, you realize like I'm so grateful for it.
It feels like, you know, it's just synchronicity and equilibrium that's being created.
Yeah, it's nice. Balance
in the universe.
Oh, I have a question. Do you prefer, what's your favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday, Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is
and all our birthdays. Like,
I don't know. I love Thanksgiving though because of the food.
Which dish do you like best?
Stuffing, obviously.
And don't you like the sweet potato casserole?
I mean, I make the sweet potato with the that Nana taught me, Sullivan, the one with the marshmallows.
Yes,
but stuffing, I could just because I eat things. I'll keep Thanksgiving going for like. I extend it for a month, the food part of it.
It's the best because you could just
No, I'm going to crave stuffing.
I know. I want to make that now.
I know. I'm going to run out and get a stovetop just to get it quickly instead of doing the original process of real stuffing.
You should do it. I would do it.
I would do that. I don't even know if I could find it here. I might have to like order it on Amazon.
I mean, they probably have incredible, amazing ingredients that you could come together. Mums, parsley, chicken stock.
What movie that's coming out are you really excited to see? Like I saw Avatar's coming out in December.
Oh.
Don't Worry, Darling. I really want to see.
The Greatest Beer Runner.
The Woman King I want to see. I haven't seen yet. Which one?
The Greatest Beer Run Ever with Zac Efron. That looks really good.
Is that on Apple TV? Can we watch that now or we have to, it's not out yet.
We have to wait until September. Oh, it's September. September 27th. And maybe, I don't know the date, so I'm not saying it. I don't know. But that one. And really, I love Blackbird so much, Lindsay. That was amazing.
Yeah, Blackbird was a great show.
That was really good. And then, oh, I loved The Terminalist with Chris Pratt.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was good. So good.
What have I been watching lately? Started The Rings of Power.
Oh, you
did? Have you started that yet? Yeah, it's good.
I haven't. I know our brother has with his wife.
It's so magical. It's hard not, I mean, you can't not love it, you know?
Yes.
Do you need the TV on to fall asleep or you don't need it?
No. Sometimes I play peaceful music. I'll play Rain Falls.
I feel like if I played Rainfall before I went to bed, I would think I'd have to like pee.
Well, that's funny because, yeah, that can happen.
But I like the ocean sounds or like white noise.
Yeah, yes. You have an app that's really good. I think it's called like Aura or something, Aura.
Oh, yeah. I haven't used that in a while. I like that Glenn Harold app, the hypnosis meditation to sleep. I like the sleep one and awakening one.
Yeah, he just puts you to sleep like that.
I know, it's pretty wild. Well, it's all the breathing technique. Mm-hmm. And kind of like creating mantras, mm-hmm. I feel like are helpful for that.
You are now. Yeah.
I remember when we played that on like our Beats pill, and I put it on loud in the room to fall asleep, and you were like, what is this man talking?
I remember visiting you. I was probably in the other room. I was like, what is she listening to? And it like lured me in there.
It's calming and it works.
It works. That really works.
Okay. McDonald's or Taco Bell?
McDonald's.
That's a hard one for me. I don't know. It's like KFC or Popeyes.
Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts.
But you didn't answer mine.
McDonald's. Oh, you said which one?
KFC or Popeyes?
Popeyes.
So I like the coleslaw from KFC, but I like the mashed potatoes gravy from Popeyes. And the chicken from KFC.
That's true. That's good.
Exactly. And you said Starbucks. I would do Starbucks.
Starbucks.
What's your favorite beverage from Starbucks?
The ice cream tea lemonade. Sweetened.
I was going to say the same thing. I got it yesterday.
I give props to anyone that works at Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, any coffee shop. It's incredible what they do. Every day they wake up and like making the best drinks. It's like, thank you. Like, actually, thank you. I didn't make this myself. Thank you.
What's your favorite snack food?
My favorite snack food. I love wasabi peas.
I do too.
Those are the
best. I'm going to have some after this. I got some the other day.
And of course, you know, when we like have our little, we make our prosciutto and we have all different little meats and cheese.
I have an addiction to parma ham with melon.
Oh.
Like prosciutto melon.
The best ever.
Now I'm getting hungry. What's your when you go to a supermarket, what's the first thing you like to go and get?
Milk.
Or what aisle first?
I go to milk.
Oh.
Milk and butter.
So dairy.
Yes,
like cheeses and milks and butter and.
Well, it depends also what market you're going to. If you're going to like one where you have to just.
I go to food that I can eat right away because I always end up going grocery shopping when I'm hungry, which is the worst thing to do.
I'm so grateful to have Aliana as my sister, and I'm so excited you all got the chance to hear her story today. Aliana is such an inspiration and an amazing reminder to follow your passions and hold your family close. If you liked our conversation, do me a favor and share this episode with a friend. This has been The Lowdown.